Call to order. Sean here. Wilma?
Here.
Stacy?
Here.
Ethan?
Here.
And we don't see Randy. I don't think she's here. All right, Pledge of Allegiance.
Salute pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, roll call, Sean. Aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
All right, consent agenda. I need a motion to approve.
A motion to approve.
Thank you. And Jason, second. Any questions on any of these items? Okay, roll call, Sean. Aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Public comments on any matter not on the agenda.
Any of the public members should speak on an item that's not on the agenda, Nelson.
No.
No one?
No.
Just come to watch a boring meeting.
Watch the kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Right now.
We're here for you, Jason.
I don't believe it.
Okay. All right. Board reports. Board members. Anyone have anything?
Nope.
I wanted to say that that's really cool that Thompson Peak was nominated for the. It's a, what was the phrase, Stephanie? Some kind of gala.
Oh, that's right.
Educator gala.
Yeah.
That's right.
Are you guys going?
We will. I'll be there.
I am.
You're going to be
great. Yep.
I'm bringing the minister with me too.
Nice. Oh,
wow. All right.
My husband's coming too.
Yay.
Okay, moving on. Executive director, written.
You have my written report. I want to add that we had an asphalt person come out today.
Yeah.
That Modern has been working with. And they shared just the bad shape that the parking lot is in. So we're going to let them quote for us to do more than it was intended.
Who was the asphalt contractor? Who's the prime?
I don't know if it's doing that. Jim.
Can you give that to me later?
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a finance report tonight?
We don't have a report. You have the written report.
And then program reports are also in writing. Okay, moving on to 7A, information items. Students in grades 3 and 4 sharing their award-winning writing.
I think she randomly selected some names because there were quite a few.
Oh, okay.
So there were more, but she randomly selected some names to come present, or you would be here for a very long time.
Oh, cool. They are nervous, so please, please be gentle with them. Never. Just a little bit.
It's all right, Pink, we don't fight.
Right.
Now let's go first.
All right.
Say so, little man, let's hear it.
Just have you right here, okay? Everybody, cheat yourselves.
The good superhero was very rude to all people of Metro City and animals, and was arrested because of his actions and realized that he did not have to act like this at all. When he got out, he was not a rude hero. He was rudely free, but there was a villain that did the same thing, but he was still bad. And they had a meeting on the tower, and they said everyone in tic-tac-toe would have to be like the other hero, and they were good heroes to all. Bye. Happy everyone.
Hey, Mary, do you mind helping everyone know, because we have other folks as well.
So the contest was called Ridiculous Writers. So whatever the kids' imagination could bring forward, they had to pick a character, they had to name a setting, they really had to figure out how to make this character different. The only thing was they didn't get to pick what their character was going to be. They had to pull two different words out of two different buckets, one blue, one red, and they had to take those two words and turn it into an entire story. So they didn't get to pick. He didn't get to pick Root Superhero. Those are the words that he grabbed out of the bucket. So some of the stories you're going to be going, how is that? This is where their imagination came in. And they were actually allowed to explore that part of their imagination that said we can be as crazy and ridiculous as we want to be.
And then this was submitted. And then what was the outcome? These are all
so they were submitted. The 23 students that submitted for my class are all winners. They were all selected based on the stories that they wrote and the level of imagination that they put into.
They will be receiving a.
They will all receive at the end of the year. Please also come to our barbecue because each and every one of them will receive an award that has their name on it that says that they have won a national competition.
Wow. Published. And we can buy the book. We get
yes.
one free one for our school, right?
Yes, we will get one free one for each class that is admitted.
One day there was a robot that went into a cavern and ate a dragon fruit, and he ate a pear and a apple and a tomato and a and a chair and a sweet shirt and a backpack. And my truck was full, so he decided to color after 2 hours of coloring the hungry, not so hungry robot. And a very long night.
The neighbor was acting crazy outside, and the hairy person was very hot because he was wearing a funny jacket. Then the ninja was going insane, so the hairy person got mad, so they started having a roast fight. The hairy person said stop, and the ninja said no. The ninja kept on going, then the ninja stopped, and the hairy person started roasting the ninja. Then they both were roasting each other. Then the ninja said something very mean, so the hairy person started crying. The ninja felt bad and said sorry, so the hairy person. Then they became besties.
One day, a kid named George went to school and saw his teacher feel crazy, forgot everything. Screamed about everything and gave everyone a sneak eye. And I was working
And my teacher. Threw my paper away. And I was working. No.
Okay, buddy.
It's okay, buddy.
Okay, I'll make it. Here, got this.
She got it.
Okay. You ready?
Mommy is working in the garden. Went to school and saw his teacher. She looked very crazy. She forgot everything. She spent about everything and gave everyone a finger. I was working and my teacher came and threw away my paper when I didn't do anything. I was working and she made me restart. I got mad and angry when she threw my paper away. I screamed and when I erased the word, she couldn't come to the. It was really. I was really angry, so I yelled, "What the heck? That's not fair."
Miss Mary, I want you to know that we are really proud of you for giving the students an opportunity to enter a contest and write something really fun and then invite them to come. In watching you, I see you have every one of them memorized.
Good for you. And I want to say to the students that have come tonight, thank you very much for coming and reading. We heard about it, but we kind of wanted to hear from you what were some of the things you wrote about.
The end of the year is going to be even more exciting because we have groups of students from TK all the way to second grade that also participated in another contest with me and my family. They did some drawings and they decided that all of those students that submitted as well are also going to be published. So we are trying to make this entire school published author.
Yay!
Is it friends with us?
I tried. I don't know if they were
good at the
state.
No.
Hi, guys.
Good job, Alex.
And we have another presentation next.
Yes, Ashley Antola. Giving a student presentation.
Hello, my name is Ashley Pantoja. I'm currently a sophomore at Thompson Peak Charter School, and today I'd like to talk about the intriguing phenomenon known as fear split brain theory. I picked this topic because this intriguing theory has contributed to how complex the human brain really is. But what is fear split brain theory? This theory emerged from groundbreaking research conducted by Roger W. Speer in the 1960s. His theory suggests that the right and left hemisphere of the brain can operate independently and have different functions. An example of this would be seeing an image by the left visual field but processed by the right hemisphere of the brain. You'd be able to point to the image using your left hand but not your right. But if the image was shown to you by your right visual field but processed by your left hemisphere, you wouldn't be able to verbally identify the image. This shows that each hemisphere can operate independently and has its own abilities. But how could we get each hemisphere to work independently? The corpus callosum was the key to Roger's research. The corpus callosum is a thick bundle of nerve fibers that connect the two hemispheres of the brain, allowing them to communicate and send signals to one another. Speary found a way to split the corpus callosum into halves. This procedure is called corpus callosotomy. Corpus callosotomy is a surgical procedure where the corpus callosum is severed or disrupted, which disrupts the communication between the left and right hemisphere of the brain. This procedure would be done by making a small incision in the brain, allowing access to the skull. And then they would carefully cut the corpus callosum in half. But why would someone agree to go through with corpus callosotomy and become split brain patients? People would do this because they were experiencing severe epilepsy and they were not responding well to any treatments. So split brain patients were hoping to reduce the frequency and severity of their seizures. After this procedure, the hemispheres were not able to communicate well with each other, which led to some unique effects. This includes improved seizure control, emotional changes, language processing differences, and so much more. This leads to my next topic. Brain lateralization. Brain lateralization refers to the functions between the left and right hemispheres of the brain. Each hemisphere has its own specialized functions. The left hemisphere is associated with language, logic, and analytical thinking. It also controls the right side of your body, while the right hemisphere is linked to creativity, intuition, spatial and visual skills, and controls the left side of your body. This means that certain tasks can be processed or can be controlled by the one hemisphere of the brain. For example, right now you are using your left hemisphere to analyze this presentation while I'm using my left to deliver this speech to you. But also use my right hemisphere to create this presentation. In reflection, I've used both sides of my brain to put this project together. Looking forward, psychology and mental health will always be a huge part of how I think about things, and while I'm not pursuing a career focused on mental health anymore, I'll continue my career path in the medical field. I will use what I learned to help understand human behavior and improve relationships with people in my life, and make better decisions. This course has helped me gain self-awareness and personal growth. Psychology has given me valuable insight as to how complex the human brain really is. It was definitely an amazing career I like to explore. This concludes my presentation. Thank you so much for your time and attention. This right here is the model of the right side of a brain. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay.
I have a question. Are there any ill side effects to doing the surgery?
Ill side effects could include not being able... Okay, so you wouldn't be able to use either side... Okay, so it depends on which hemisphere you depend, like, working on. If you're working with your left visual... Well, if you're working with your left hemisphere, you wouldn't be able to move the right side of your body, which would lead to, you know, not being able to write with your left right hand, or not being able to move your right foot, which wouldn't, you know, really help. And that also includes being able to move your eyes or mouth and breathing. Same thing goes for the left hemisphere.
So you would be completely dominant, completely dependent on one side. The other side would no longer be functional?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's pretty incredible.
Most patients thought that this was worth it due to their severe epilepsy, because they would have constant seizures.
Ashley, I'm a little curious about what were you thinking you wanted to study that now you've changed to the medical field?
I was hoping to study psychology and mental health. I followed the pathways last year when I was in ninth grade. And I'm hoping by next year I can start my career in ultrasound technician.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I don't have a question. I just have a comment. I'm very impressed with your presentation, and I did not know the left side of your brain controls the right side of your body. So that was really cool to learn.
Thank you.
Let them know they can see that at the fair.
I will be presenting this at the fair on behalf of Thompson Peak. So I hope if you guys are there, I hope that you guys would like to see it too.
Can't wait to see it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ashley.
Thank you.
Item 7C, Thompson Peak recognition.
Well, I really wanted to make sure everyone knew that Thompson Peak was being honored at that Educator Gala. It's the first time it's being held in Lassen County. And that's pretty exciting that Thompson Peak was singled out to receive an honor as a school.
Absolutely.
So, bravo, Stephanie. Do you have any hints on how that happened?
I don't know.
Oops.
I don't know their process, so that's kind of what I'm curious about.
You're on mute, Steph.
Like a Google form sent out to.
Oh, turn your sound down.
Yeah, there you go.
They sent a Google form to everyone. I don't know. So I don't know if it was a staff and, you know, or if it was someone in the community. They sent it to everybody. So we don't know yet.
Okay.
Well, thank you for sending me an email.
Terrific.
All right, item D, review of homeless policy.
So every few years, we have to look at the policy to see if there are any updates. Next meeting, I might have a revised version to bring. Trying to track down just all the requirements of everything has been difficult. We finally got an email late yesterday about, oh, here's some updates. But then when I click on the link, it just gives me more procedural information. So I'm going to try to chase down if there's anything that we need to update to our policy. But that is one of the requirements every couple of years. We just have to review it and make sure that, you know, we're doing everything we can to support those students.
Do you want to just give a quick rundown of some of the things we do or what our process is for all students?
Yeah. So any student that we find out that, you know, is in a homeless situation, we can provide different services such as transportation, you know, bus vouchers, depending on the area, you know, if they need food, clothing, just whatever they might need, depending on their situation. We can do gift cards. It's really just dependent on each individual where their needs at. Sometimes it's a short term, you know, placement or status, and then other times, you know, we have kids that are in that designation for a while. So
every student that enrolls in any of our programs receives a questionnaire that's part of the enrollment packet. And it asks a series of questions to help us identify if they may be considered homeless.
Yeah, and that housing form has to be filled out every year for the requirements.
Does the homeless children count get reported to the county?
I'm sure it does, yeah. And then it gets reported to the state as well. So, and then we received certain funds for those students. So we have to track how much we spend, what we're spending it on, so we can report that information out. In my board reports every month, they update our count where we're at. So I think we have 8 right now between the 3 locations. So, and it varies. Like I said, some kids are only in that status for a short time and they just need a little bit of support. Others are in it for, you know, years depending on their situation. So.
And that criteria means couch surfing, living in travel trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the housing form that everyone fills out in the enrollment packet helps us determine that status. So next meeting, there may be an updated policy, or our policy might be, you know, where we're at, and we just have to look at the date and say, yep, we took a look at it. So hopefully I'll have more information by then.
Is that a state requirement then, the update of policy?
Yeah.
Excellent. So this is Sherry and I. So we are in the middle of really 2 projects with the LCAP. One is wrapping up the 3-year cycle of the previous LCAP, which is really taking time to reflect on our actions and our goals and, you know, do we want to change them? And really just the reflective process of that. So that's what her and I have been doing. And then simultaneously, we've been drafting new goals for the next 3-year cycle. So I have some proposed that really is just like a rough draft that we're going to be looking for feedback from everybody, community, you, teachers, staff, students, and things like that. So with these proposed goals, and I'll show them, we're interested in aligning them to our strategic plan for both schools, so it can just be really clear and concise, and we're all headed in the same direction. Luckily, the LVS WASC, our school-wide action plan, really kind of followed that as well. So it's kind of all tying together, hopefully, which will be really nice. So I'm going to just share quickly the proposed that we're just going to, you know, keep working on and things like that. So let me do that really quickly. So at the top is our current LCAP goals. And so the proposed ones that were, you know, getting rough draft starting point is goal one would be the charter will cultivate a dynamic and innovative teaching workforce dedicated to fostering student engagement and passion for learning through the implementation of creative instructional methods and practices. The second one would be all students will demonstrate growth towards meeting or exceeding standards in ELA, math and science assessments, and increase measures of career and college preparedness as demonstrated through reports on the school dashboard. That's in all the schools, WASC, school-wide action plan, both schools. And then the third one is the charter will create a nurturing and inclusive school atmosphere that emphasizes the well-being, kindness, and really the sense of belonging for all individuals, guaranteeing safety, health, and support for the comprehensive growth of students, staff, and the school-wide community. That's really important since we're located in such rural areas. I think that's really feasible and something that we can do and really beneficial for everybody. So those are the proposed that we'll kind of keep teasing out and talking to people about and things like that. But it really aligns with the strategic plan, which hopefully will be a nice cohesive LCAP at the end of it. Any questions for Sherry?
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Hey, Sean, just a second. Stephanie has something to say.
I just wanted to introduce Mr. Severe. He is Ashley's teacher who's been working really hard with her on that project, and he's here, and I wanted to just have you guys see who he is. He's a new addition to our staff this year, and he's been a tremendous addition. So.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for coming. Supporting your student, too.
You get ready for NASCAR?
Yeah.
Always, Sean.
I am going to be 15 minutes short. I said we were going to be done by 6:15 tonight, and you're going to beat that.
3 minutes.
Item 8A, discussion of possible action regarding approval of grazing lifts, leagues with Cash Wimble. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Oh, second.
Okay, Wilma will second. Any discussion? All right. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacey?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item B, discussion of possible action regarding approval of Dove Coda construction quote for $6,650 for repairs in Portola. I'll move. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacey?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Motion passes. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated budgets for MTSS grants for Thompson Peak and Long Valley. I'll move. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacey?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Motion passes. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of Board Resolution 2023-24-02, updated designation of committed fund balances. I'll move. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion? Roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacey?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Motion passes. Future items? I see none. We're adjourned at 6:00.
Hot dog. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Assuming this is projected.